My name is Cynthia Monroe. I'm with the Alaska Environmental Lobby, and we really appreciate the opportunity to comment on this bill because we feel it's an extremely important piece of legislation. We really support the idea behind the bill. We think it's important to establish a procedure like this, but as the bill stands, we can't support it. We echo Representative Davis's concerns about interagency involvement. We support a team approach. And we are fully in agreement with the Alaska Center for the Environment with their economic concerns as well. We feel that it's extremely important that in the preliminary lease decision that goes out to public comment, there should be a conceptual plan of the development included. The public should be able to picture the project that it's supposed to comment on, at least in the general terms of size, location, and the type of construction that would take place. We also feel that the public should be informed on cost analyses. I'm trying to skip the comments that have already been made. I'd like to echo a concern that's brought up about Fish and Game and add to that Fish and Game and other agencies that while this bill makes a provision for the lessee to pay for any studies that are required, it does not give Fish and Game or other regulatory agencies the authority to require that such studies take place, nor to review and approve the scope and methodology that the studies would take place under. We feel that that's extremely important. Another problem is that the bill does not specify what type of public comment is allowed for after the lease has been granted and final plans have been made, nor does it give the public or local community the opportunity to suggest alternative sites. Finally, it seems possible that upon study, there will be specific conditions that should be attached to any given lease. The commissioner should have the authority to modify the lease after reviewing public and agency comment, both at the preliminary and final stages. That would, of course, allow the provision for the lessee to drop if they did not agree to those conditions, which has already been brought up. I guess just to sum up, while we think this bill is really important, we think that as it stands, it's insufficient. And we would like to see it contain more spelled out provisions for public and agency input. And we were also concerned about the state recovering a good price for its leased land. And we feel that economic feasibility studies and short and long-term cost assessments should be included in the bill and should be available for public comment. I've tried to be brief. I just want to say that we do have several concerns about this bill, and we would welcome the opportunity comment on it further or to be involved in the redrafting process if that takes place. Thanks a lot.
Are there any questions from committee members? Okay. Then I have one question, and I'm sorry that I missed some of your testimony and stuff, and maybe you covered it. Where would you feel that the state should get involved in the economic feasibility and the study and the analysis and stuff? How do you perceive that coming together?
I think that the way that we look at it, and I'm speaking mainly from my analysis of what's going on, and I would have to second this with the lobby to be official about it, but from what I understand, I think that we would like to see economic feasibility studies mandated in the legislation with fairly specific but not repressive terms on what those feasibility studies should include. We don't feel that the state should have to conduct those studies or necessarily pay for them, but we don't feel that it should be left up to the discretion of the lessee as to when and whether to conduct the studies. We feel that they're imperative to the planning process.
Okay. Are there any other questions? No. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else on the teleconference network that wants to testify on this legislation? CS for House Bill 290, an act relating to the leasing of state land for recreational facilities.
Chris here from the City of Seward. Is it now appropriate to comment?
Go ahead, Chris. Go ahead, Chris. Do you hear us? Over.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead, please.
Very good. My comment just, I was not planning on to comment on this bill until I heard the last two or three speakers talk about economic feasibility reports and some what I consider some pretty onerous requirements for potential lessees. The City of Seward leases city lands to create jobs and economic activities for the citizens here. I understood, listening to importantly, that this leaf bill is meant to cover both large and small projects. From the Alaska Center for the Environment and the young lady that just spoke, Alaska Environmental Lobby, both approaches would work very fine, I think, if you're only going to require large corporations to be involved in Alaskan developments. If you're going to look at small families, if you're going to look at small communities potentially leasing land, if you're going to look at relatively small activities, these requirements, mandated for economic feasibility studies, will be very onerous. Having the permissive language instead of the required language does allow the state to perhaps see an opportunity and say, hey, maybe there is something here for recreational development that this guy can't afford, but we want to explore further. But if you put that, if you saddled one small developer with a good idea with a requirement to prove it to you beyond a reasonable doubt that it's in the state's interest, you probably will forego a lot of jobs and economic activity that will keep our people employed. We out here, at least in coastal Alaska, are looking for ways to try and get off the oil spigot, trying to create jobs and activities going to support us when the oil, not if, when the oil slows down. And these types of regulations, we think, are just going to put big filters in the way of responsible development. Yes, public input. Yes, the ability to ask questions. But, boy, saddling large and small entrepreneurs with this type of requirement, I think it's going to kill an awful lot of good development that could happen. These are just comments, and I hope it doesn't ring bad with the committee there. So thank you for the time.
Thank you, Chris, very much. Representative Davis, do you have a question?
Yeah, Chris, you might just take a look at the, get a copy of the bill and then the committee substitute. But I think the concern is just to make sure that the public's interest is protected on this. And we want to allow the department to have more flexibility, but we don't want to give away the farm at the same time. So we're trying to strike that balance, and we certainly appreciate your comments.
Then we have about 5 more minutes of teleconference time. Is there anyone else along the teleconference network that wants to testify on this piece of legislation? Hearing none, then we won't bring the meeting to a close. We'll just recess it at 7 p.m. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Pretty good.